Welcome to the Thrive Podcast. I'm your host, Kathleen Drennan. If you're a floral designer on a mission to build a profitable and thriving business, then you're in exactly the right place. I'm on a mission to bust through the secrecy of our industry, make it easier for you to know exactly what to focus on to help you build your business, and teach you my favorite mindset hacks so that you can learn to show up with more confidence and authority as you grow your business. I am so grateful to be able to share my journey with you, pass along my best shortcuts, and get you on the path to feeling more confident and making money doing what you love. No matter where in the world you're tuning in from, remember, you've got this. I was having this flashback the other day of when we had recently moved back to Canada, and I was sitting with my brother because he was like, "We're going to order takeaway sushi for dinner. What do you want?" And I was like, "Oh, can I have the menu?" And then panic started to wave wash over me because I was literally looking at this menu and surprise, which I don't know if this is normal, but sushi menu from one country is not the same as another country. So I was very used to where we used to order sushi from in Australia. All of a sudden I was looking at a new sushi menu and half the stuff I was like, what even is this? I don't even understand what half this stuff is. What is it that I want to eat? And then my brother and I were laughing because it was like the panic frenzy that I used to be in as a little kid when I was standing in front of the taco bar aisle. And then my dad would get the shits with me for taking too long and standing in indecision. And I just had this moment of really appreciating that one of the greatest skills that you learn when you make the decision to start a business is how to navigate overwhelm. So that should you, hypothetically, be in a new country looking at a sushi menu, that you know how to manage your brain through that situation. And it got me thinking. I was like, Kathleen, put an episode together that talks through how you navigate yourself in overwhelm, because it is one of the essential skills to practice when you are a flower boss. And I think there is this misconception that overwhelm only happens to certain people, or it only happens in certain situations, or it only happens at certain times of months, or it only happens if you're a certain age. But in actual fact, overwhelm is a super normal human response to new situations, new environments, and new information. And you know that when you run a business, you are constantly bombarded by new scenarios, new circumstances, new information, new technology, new people, new marketing ideas, new customers, new everything all of the time. So when it comes to learning how to navigate overwhelm, this isn't something that just happens because maybe you're new to the business, or maybe you're launching a new service or a new offering in your business, or maybe you're moving to a new town, maybe you're relocating, maybe you're going through a new stage of growth. Overwhelm is a totally normal human response. It's super helpful. When I started to learn how the human brain functions, like quite literally how this like supercomputer that we all have, this piece of anatomy that is astounding. It is astounding when you start to learn how the human brain is programmed. It's astounding how powerful it is, but it's also hilarious that like we're never given instructions. Like IKEA cabinets come with more instructions than how you and I are supposed to be using our human brain. And I know for me that building my own protocol around how to manage myself through overwhelm has been one of the best skills that I get to lean into to help grow this business. And it isn't anything to do with being new in business or having a certain credential or having a certain level of expertise. Learning how to navigate overwhelm as a human being is one of those fundamental skills that is essential if your goal is to build a profitable business. It actually doesn't matter if you sell flowers or not. But if you are a human being, which I'm going to assume that you are because you're listening to this podcast, and your goal is to build a profitable business, I want to invite you into the idea of getting good at learning how to manage yourself through overwhelm. And one thing that's been really helpful, and most of you guys, if you've been listening for a while, you know I love a good definition. And the definition of overwhelm I found so powerful, because the definition I found has overwhelm defined as being buried or drowning beneath a huge mass. And I know in that context, they're talking about quite literally physical earth or like being overwhelmed by something physically. But I think, and I know for me, that that is the perfect expression of that experience. When you feel overwhelmed, it feels like you are buried or drowning beneath a huge mass. And it's all completely invisible, but the feeling is exactly the same. I like to think of the experience of feeling overwhelmed, and there is the physical vibration in your body, but the vision that I have in my brain is exactly like the scrolly wheel on a Mac. Like if you've ever had your computer have like too many windows open, too many downloads, not enough memory, things aren't working, you haven't done an update. It's like that black screen of death and or the infinite scrolly wheel. That is what I think our brain is going into when we're in overwhelm. And it's so normal. Because if you think about how many pieces of information and how much data your human brain is digesting in the waking hours of the day, thousands of pieces of information, most of which you aren't conscious of, but it's everything from the temperature outside to the weather conditions to who just texted you to the leaves changing color to whether that hole in the fence exists, the person just walking by, oh, I need to get petrol in the car and I need to make sure I've got something for dinner and I need to book into the gym tomorrow and I need to take the dog for a walk and oh, I need to book in that vet appointment. All of the conscious thoughts, but then in addition to that, all of the unconscious thoughts. So there are tens of thousands of pieces of data that your human brain is processing without you knowing. And then we make the decision to launch a new service, upgrade a website, invest in a new piece of software, make a new hire, grow our team, launch our business, start a flower farm, change our irrigation system, like everything. Anytime you introduce something new into your world, it could even be you decide to move countries, you decide to move house, you decide to send one of your kids to public school, you decide to homeschool them, you decide to try a whole different workout routine, a whole different food protocol, you decide to get a new haircut, you decide to completely revamp your wardrobe. Anytime you're introducing something new and different into your world, expect that overwhelm is going to be part of the journey. And I want to walk you through, and I want to use this episode to share with you the five, I was going to call them shortcuts, but for me, I actually like to think of them as protocols or remedies, and share with you like the five different ways I've learned how to navigate overwhelm and take the one that resonates with you the most and put it into practice for yourself. And the first one, the first remedy I want to talk about is literally reassuring and reminding yourself that nothing has gone wrong. Whether you want to call this self-love, self-compassion, self-soothing, or just a gentle reminder and giving yourself a little bit of grace, or even something as simple as, hey brain, I know you're feeling overwhelmed. That's okay. Instead of arguing with the overwhelm, and instead of us judging ourselves and criticizing ourselves for feeling overwhelmed and blaming ourselves for feeling overwhelmed, my favorite response, my favorite remedy is self-compassion. And this isn't something that comes naturally to most of us. We can be very compassionate with other human beings, but we're not used to being compassionate with ourselves. But when you make the decision to start a business, when you make the decision to put yourself in the position of CEO, the number of decisions that you get to navigate in the run of a day are at least twice as many as somebody else who has a job. We have just doubled our decision making, which requires our human brain to put in more focus, more effort, and more energy. Which means overwhelm is inevitable. It is a normal human brain response to new information, lots of detail, new circumstances. So when it comes to really thinking about what your default response to overwhelm is, instead of telling yourself that something's gone wrong, instead of telling yourself that you're not good enough, instead of telling yourself there must be something wrong with you, you must not be smart enough to figure this out, everybody else is younger, everybody else is older, everybody else is whatever, lean into self-compassion. Give yourself permission to be okay with the fact that overwhelm is a normal part of being a business owner. We've all spent decades in an education system where they lay out all of the information for us ahead of time. They teach us the things that we need to know, and then they test us on the things that they taught us, and then they grade us on those things, and then we go out into the big bad world. The challenge with that whole setup is that running a business goes completely backwards to that. You have to make decisions with imperfect information. You don't know what the right answer is until after you're done. And there is no exam. There is no test me on the answers before I trial this stuff out in the big bad world. Instead, it's much more of a ready, fire, aim. And I mean that in that order. Ready, fire, aim, fire again, aim, fire again, aim, fire again. That's how you build a business. And this idea of thinking that there's going to be a day when we're not going to feel overwhelmed doesn't exist. So this idea of practicing self-compassion, come back to remedy number one. If you are ever in doubt, if you're ever feeling overwhelmed, imagine yourself as your 6-year-old, 7-year-old, 8-year-old self and tell yourself it's going to be okay. It is totally fine to walk around and say those words out loud. I do it all the time. Literally telling myself, Kathleen, it's going to be okay. The overwhelm is fine. It's to be expected. Nothing has gone wrong here. And breathe. This is like your own mini yoga practice. You get to come back, ground yourself in the fact that, of course, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I am being inundated with all of this new information. Of course, I'm feeling overwhelmed because I want somebody else to come along and tell me the exact path and the exact right answer. And I want them to lay it out for me step by step. And in actual fact, if they could just come in and do it for me so I don't have to feel the discomfort and the frustration of having to figure it out myself, that would be even better. But then you miss out on the opportunity of learning how to navigate overwhelm for yourself because it's never not going to be part of your growth experience. So remedy number one, self-compassion. Remedy number two is get it out of your head. The reason that you feel overwhelmed is because of what you're thinking. Your thoughts create your feelings. It's not the actual technology that's creating the sense of overwhelm. It's the story that you're telling yourself. So whether you default to overwhelm when it comes to bookkeeping, maybe it's payroll, maybe it's taxes, maybe it's hiring, maybe it's starting a flower farm, maybe it's selecting your seeds, maybe it's selecting your dahlia tubers, maybe it's anything to do with technology, maybe it's Google Ads, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's TikTok. It could even be starting a new workout protocol. It could be getting a puppy. It could be changing your food plan. It could be starting a brand new business from scratch. It could be making the decision to pull out all of the rose bushes and put some sort of annual in instead. Getting your thoughts out of your head allows you to then use your prefrontal cortex to really start to analyze and think about what it is that you're thinking about. The overwhelm is coming from your primitive brain. It's coming from that part of you that's trying to keep you safe, right? Because we're in a space of newness and having to make lots of decisions. Your primitive brain is like, I don't want to go to work. Let's just sit and watch Netflix. So getting it out of your head. And my go-to template for this, and this is like, I don't journal. Just to clarify with you guys, I don't do journaling. I don't want to really necessarily have to go back and look at where my brain was at a multitude of years ago. That's just not how I want to spend my time. But I do document my life in other ways. So I'm not saying that journaling's bad. But this concept of getting it out of your head, you might have heard the term thought download. And this is literally grab a piece of paper. If you want it to be an acute journal, that's fine. If you have a scrap piece of paper or you just walk by the printer and want to grab a piece of paper, that's also awesome. But at the top of the page, write down the headline that says, my thoughts about, insert the topic. Whether it's technology, bookkeeping, payroll, Instagram, social media, setting up Zoom, hiring, firing, whatever it is. At the top of the page, you're just going to write my thoughts about. And then just start writing. This isn't a journal. This is simply an exercise to help you increase your self-awareness and look at the words in your head. It's so much easier for us to coach ourselves once we can see the sentences that are in our heads. And don't feel like you have to hold back, but be radically honest with yourself. You don't have to show anybody this piece of paper. You don't have to talk to anyone in your family about this piece of paper. You don't have to take a cute picture of this and share it on Instagram. You can decide you're going to burn it in the fireplace. You can decide you're going to put it under the tap and get it soaking wet, and then you're going to put it in the compost so that nobody ever has a chance to actually read it. But this exercise of getting the sentences out of your head and onto paper then allows you to look at those sentences and you get to see that they are not facts. So often when I'm in that experience of overwhelm, it's because I'm telling myself I've got so much to do. It shouldn't be this hard. I must be doing something wrong. When I can see for myself that those are simply sentences and they are just stories that I'm telling myself, all of a sudden I can begin to see where my overwhelm is coming from. Because the feeling of overwhelm in your body, the human experience of overwhelm, is caused by your thinking. And this is particularly true, like when we are diving into something new, maybe you're setting up QuickBooks or HoneyBook or some sort of inventory management, or you're trying to sort out the next version of your wedding inquiry process, or you're packing for a trip. Whenever you're doing something totally new, I have to think about this idea of like, if you and I were to go climb Everest, if we were to pay however many hundreds of thousands of dollars and we're going to go climb Everest, I would literally say to you, overwhelm is to be expected because the adventure that we're about to embark on, all of the uncertainty and the unknown that's going to come before us, then when we start to learn about what that journey is going to look like, I'm going to say we should be expecting overwhelm even more. Because when we can start to see how much we don't know, right? You start to see the journey ahead of you. Your primitive brain, of course, is going to be like, no, you don't want to do that. It'll be so much better if you just stay home and watch Netflix. I mean, they're going to put out a new season of Welcome to Wrexham. Might as well just stick around and watch it. Of course, your primitive brain is going to say that. But the more that we can increase that awareness, right, the more you can become the watcher of your own thoughts. And the best way to do that is to do a thought download. Bring any one of those stories and sentences to your coaching sessions, and or decide for yourself that you get to tell yourself a different story, one that feels much more empowering. Which leads me to remedy number 3, learning how to shift your perspective. When overwhelm becomes a normal part of the process, one of the things that I find super helpful to do is to remind myself of when I have done hard things. It doesn't even have to be work-related. It could even be, you know what? You graduated high school. You made it through grade 8. You got your driver's license. You learned how to walk. You figured out how to use Zoom. You made it through a global pandemic. I mean, all of those things. You can borrow any of those things, but I'll also know, you will also know the other times in your life where you got to learn how to do new things, you accomplished hard things, and you have mastered new skills. I always think about how dangerous it is that we decide it's okay for like 15 and 16 year olds to go out in the world and learn how to drive. Let us give them this heavy piece of machinery that could kill people. It's like, that's insane. That people that young, and me being that young at the time, was able to have the keys and learn how to drive, let alone learn how to drive a manual car. I was like, that should not be legal. But if you think back to your experience of learning how to drive a car, talk about all of the inputs, right? How do I keep the car like in alignment in this lane? How do I turn the wheel so that if I'm turning right or I'm turning left, let alone learning the rules of the road and then learning like the cultural nuances of driving in wherever it is that you drive. Learning to understand road signs, learning to understand speed limits and like beginning of school zones, ends of school zones. And like, if you're learning how to drive a manual, then there's all of that in addition to it. And then there's also learning where all the features on your own car are. Like, how do I turn the windshield wipers on? How do I turn the reverse windshield wiper on? How do I turn the indicator on? How do I turn the hazards on? How do I put my high beams on? Like, there is so much to learn. Of course, when we're 15, 16, 17, whenever you learn to drive, of course you're going to feel overwhelmed. But we don't give ourselves that same perspective when we're starting our business or when we're launching a new service or we're launching a new ad platform or trying to upskill on a new piece of technology. We decide, well, everybody else makes it look so easy, so it should be easy for us. No, everybody else is still trying to figure it out. Like, the reason that you don't see a florist showing up on Instagram talking about how overwhelmed and frustrated they are with QuickBooks is because they're sitting on QuickBooks feeling overwhelmed and frustrated. They're like in the doing. So this idea of really thinking, okay, this isn't a me thing. This is a human experience in a new situation thing. So the more you can practice, the more you can remember the times in your life where you learned new skills, learned new things, right? Got exposed to a lot of new information and made it out the other side. I do think driving is a great example, but you can also just borrow your own experience. The more hours you put in on the road, the more reps you put in, the more familiar it felt. The more familiar it feels, the less overwhelming it feels. So there's a reason that when you're going to get your driver's license, they want you to have a certain number of hours behind the wheel. I think maybe they've figured out how many hours it takes a human being to navigate overwhelm. What if we gave ourselves that same permission, right? What if instead of thinking, okay, out of the box, I know how to use QuickBooks, it's totally fine, it should be completely smooth from day one that I sign up. What if instead of that, we recognize, you know what, maybe it takes 60, 80, 120 hours of drive time to feel good and confident behind the wheel. why don't we give ourselves the same perspective when we're learning a new piece of software, when we're launching a new bit in our business, when we're trying to sort out irrigation, when we're thinking about hiring? Could you give yourself the same grace in that situation? So when you combine the thought download with learning how to shift your own perspective, this literally is the skill of learning how to self-coach. Learning how to shift your thinking so that you can navigate through the overwhelm and start to create a different result. Because when you can tell yourself a different story, when you can be compassionate with your human brain, when you can see that the story that you're telling yourself is just a story, learn to shift your perspective, you will actually experience the overwhelm disintegrate from your body. Truly, it like melts away. If we go back to that original definition, right, that idea of being buried or drowning between a huge mass, it is literally like somebody's just taken that mass and lifted it off of you. When you can see your thoughts, shift your perspective. Remedy number four. And this one I find super helpful if you are kind of attacking a big project. And this could be anything from revamping irrigation, launching a website, launching a business, launching workshops or a flower school, or diving into Google Ads, or you want to set up an Instagram account. It could be like one area of your business, or it could be the whole business. But I find it super easy to feel overwhelmed when there's no plan. And I'm not saying like you need to make a step-by-step plan, but if there is no structure and no space for you to think about the different pieces of the puzzle, it's very normal for your human brain to spin, right? To be stuck on the hamster wheel when there is no like clear destination. It's kind of like if we were going to get in the car and be like, let's go on a trip, but we never decided where we're going to go. It's like, oh yeah, that's going to feel pretty overwhelming because you're just going to keep driving and driving and driving and driving, and it's going to feel like relentless and completely exhausting. So if you are jumping into a new project, and this could be a business project or it could be a life project, it could be a food protocol, it could be a new workout routine, it could be wanting to jump into yoga. Super helpful. If you know that you're jumping into a new project or new technology, write down all of your questions. Getting good at asking questions is a superpower. And it just simply starts by acknowledging that questions are the way that you get answers. So let's say you want to set up a new email marketing program. It could be that you literally just open a blank Google Doc and you start just asking questions. You're not going to go in and find any of the answers, but it's give yourself permission to just sit down and begin to ask questions. And maybe you start with, what kind of email platform do I need? How many times am I going to send an email? Who am I sending emails to? How do I capture their email addresses? Do I need to have some sort of like terms and conditions or opt-in form? Do I need to have a one-click opt-out? What are the rules around how I should email them? Who's going to write the copy? Should I have an image-based email? How do I get subject lines? How often should I send emails? Literally just allow yourself to ask all of the questions. This is the single best way to begin to build a project plan. This is how I love to approach every new project. And I am about to embark on the process of revamping the experience inside the Flower Boss Academy. And I've come up with so many ideas. And every time I find myself in that bubble of overwhelm, I sit down and I go, yep, Kathleen, this is your time to ask yourself the questions. So if you're launching a brand new business, if you're launching a flower school, maybe you're expanding into subscription services or workshops, every time you feel your brain in that overdrive spin, if there's many pieces of the puzzle to sort through, give yourself permission to brain dump all of the questions onto a piece of paper. Do not go in and try and answer them. This is just purely an assignment about trying to get all the questions in your head onto paper. So that's remedy number four, is about breaking it down. Give yourself permission to ask all the questions. Then you can get to work in answering the questions. And then remedy number five. Where can I bring in a constraint? Very often as creatives, we think that we want more time, a bigger budget, and more choice. When in actual fact, all three of those are going to contribute to the feeling of being overwhelmed. Those of you guys who vividly remember your first few times, or maybe your first 100 times visiting the Sydney Flower Market or visiting the flower wholesaler, talk about overwhelm, because there is so much choice. And you do, in lots of instances, have a good amount of time. If you're going just to do a visit, you could be there for however long the wholesaler decides to keep their doors open. And it could be that if you don't put a budget on as a constraint, that you will just keep spending and spending and spending. All three of those contribute to feeling overwhelmed. So as I said before, when you are a business owner, you are making twice as many decisions as the average human being. This means getting good at overwhelm. One of the fastest ways to beat the overwhelm is to ask yourself where I can bring in a constraint. Decision fatigue is a very real thing. If you ever find yourself reinventing the wheel every single time out, staring at the blank page every single time out, it is exhausting and it's always going to feel overwhelmed. So when it comes to thinking about ways you can bring in constraints, could you eliminate 80% of the options, right? So when I was thinking back to this whole, like, how did I start to navigate that sushi menu? I literally started looking at it going, I know that I want salmon. So I just started literally looking at all of the different options that included salmon. And it was so helpful because of this menu that probably had like 120 things on it. I was like, oh, okay, well now we're down to like 30. I also knew I didn't want deep fried. So that eliminates like another 20% of the options. Then all of a sudden I was like, okay, hey, dear brother, could you explain to me the difference between this thing over here and this thing over here? And he's like, oh, those are like the super jumbo rolls. And then these are like the individual ones. I was like, amazing. Don't want the super jumbo roll. So now all of a sudden, all I have to do is choose from this handful of options instead of looking at like four pages of a menu with hundreds, hundreds on it. And I think back now to like how, when I was a kid, how did I navigate the candy bar situation? I think about it now and it's like, oh, well, the Kathleen of 2023 is like, if I'm in Canada, just give me the O. Henry. Literally not worth it. Unless it's the Costco chocolate, the little ones in the squares. I don't know if you guys are at Costco and you see those little ones in the squares. I think they're from Switzerland. Anyway, they're tasty. And I love that they're in little individual serving sizes. But if I'm in Canada, it's an O. Henry. If I'm in Australia, it's good old dairy milk. Thank you so much. Super simple. Yes, I'm going to get the same thing every single time. Because that is how I have learned to simplify things, because I love the power of constraint. So remedy number 5 is to really think about and ask yourself, in the areas where you consistently find yourself overwhelmed, is there a constraint that you could put in place? Could you eliminate 80% of the choices? Could you cut the time down to a specific amount of time? Could you eliminate the options by putting a budget constraint in? Whatever you want that constraint to be, it's one of like the secrets to navigating overwhelm. So instead of feeling like you have to have it all figured out and perfectly planned, it's like, no, I'm just going to go with the option that is the cheapest. Or I'm just going to go with the option that I can get done in 30 minutes. Or I'm just going to go with the option that is the most obvious to me right now, because I can go back and change my mind anytime I want to. And when I know better, I will do better. So those are my 5 remedies for navigating overwhelm. Save this podcast, share this podcast with your friends. If you're a creative entrepreneur, I promise you overwhelm is going to come in to you in your business every single time you launch something new, do something different, make a change, expose yourself to new opportunities and new ideas. And getting good at navigating overwhelm is simply a skill to learn. So I hope that this has been helpful. Go out there, bust through overwhelm. My friends, have the most amazing week. Drink your water, eat your veggies, get some sleep, and I will talk to you again next week. Bye for now.